Listen to an audio version of this post. ISTE Live 24 is taking place June 23 to 26 in Denver, Colorado. Will we see you there? If you plan to attend ISTE, there's so much to offer, including innovative edtech sessions, familiar faces, new friends and fun vibes all around. If you're traveling to Denver, why not take in some sights while you're there? To help round out your trip, we've put together some of the best spots and activities the Mile High City has to offer. 1. Colorado State Capitol. Have you ever wondered why Denver is called the Mile High City? The city is officially 1 mile above sea level. That's because a spot on the steps of the Colorado State Capitol building is exactly 1 mile in elevation. The specific step is named the Mile High Step, of course. If you visit the west steps outside of the Capitol building, look for the 15th step with the engraving of 1 mile above sea level. You can also see a beautiful sunset from this step and a view of the Rocky Mountains. Interestingly, in 2003 a more accurate 1 mile measurement was taken, and a marker was placed on the 13th step. We think hippie and their sheepicorn flock would love to take in a view of the sun setting behind the Rockies. 2. 16th Street Mall. The 16th Street Mall is an outdoor pedestrian mall that is a mile long, Denver and their 1 mile distances. The promenade is made of granite in a red, white and gray pattern to look like a diamondback rattlesnake. But don't worry, you won't see any real rattlesnakes here, just tons of outdoor cafes, shops, pubs, clubs and a movie theater. From here you'll also have easy access to the state capitol and other attractions on this list. There is a free shuttle called the Mall Ride that travels up and down the mall, making it easy to take it all in. 3. Denver Union Station. Denver Union Station is a historic landmark and train station in downtown Denver that first opened in 1881. You can visit restaurants, bars and shops. Plus, you can ride to and from the airport directly from Denver Union Station or travel to another part of Colorado. 4. Larimer Square. Larimer Square is one of Denver's first city blocks and features historic Victorian buildings. It's also an urban shopping district where you can find boutiques and upscale restaurants. If you're into fashion, it's the go-to place. 5. MCA Denver, Museum of Contemporary Art. Just off of the 16th Street Mall, you'll find MCA Denver. If you want to mix in some art between edtech sessions at ISTE, check it out. If you visit after 5 p.m. Tuesday to Thursday, tickets are half off, only costing $6. The museum closes at 7 p.m, so this gives you plenty of time to peruse the artwork. 6. The Blue Bear. You won't have to go far to see this attraction. You can see the Blue Bear right in front of the Colorado Convention Center. This 40-foot-tall bear sculpture is made of 4,000 triangles, and it looks like the bear is peering directly into the convention center. Installed in 2005, it's become an icon in Denver and is the perfect spot for a photo. In fact, hippie and their flock want to meet this famous bear and take a picture. 7. Meow Wolf Denver. Meow Wolf Denver is a company that produces large-scale and immersive art installations. The current installation is an all-ages exhibit called Convergence Station. If you're looking for a surreal, colorful, wacky experience, you won't want to miss it. Hippies certainly can't wait to visit. 8. Buffalo Bill Museum and Grave. Are you a history buff? You'll want to add the Buffalo Bill Museum to your list. Here you can learn all about William F. Buffalo Bill, Cody and his famous Wild West show. You can also visit his gravesite and learn why he wanted to be buried on Lookout Mountain in Colorado. Keep in mind that the museum is open Wednesday to Saturday until 5 p.m. 9. Washington Park and nearby historic streets. Washington Park, or Wash Park, as locals call it, is considered a favorite park in Denver. This park has 155 acres of ground and includes 2 flower gardens and 2 lakes. One of the gardens is a replica of George Washington's gardens. Nearby you can check out 2 historic streets, South Pearl Street and South Gaylord Street, with shops, restaurants and galleries. South Pearl Street was also the site of Denver's first trolley car route. 10. Denver Botanic Gardens. For nature and flower lovers, the Denver Botanic Gardens offers 24 acres of beautiful gardens with plants from all over the world. Gardens include gardens of the West, internationally inspired gardens, ornamental gardens, shady gardens and water gardens. 11. Denver Museum of Nature and Science. Are you into dinosaur fossils, gems, astronomy or sea life? Then, Denver Museum of Nature and Science is for you. It's open until 5 p.m. So head on over one morning or afternoon or check it out after ISTE ends. You'll find awe-inspiring exhibitions in a planetarium. 12. National Ballpark Museum. If you love baseball, you have to check out the National Ballpark Museum. Smithsonian Books named this museum as one of the best private baseball collections in the world. It includes items from the 14 original ballparks in the U.S. and is actually the only museum dedicated solely to ballparks. 13. Red Rocks Park and Amphitheater. Red Rocks, just a few miles outside of Denver, is a famous concert and live event venue. This open-air amphitheater was created by Mother Nature. How cool! There are two sandstone monoliths called Ship Rock and Creation Rock that help create the amphitheater. A cool fact. The rocks were formed millions of years ago and are red due to oxidized minerals. Parking and admission is free when visiting during non-event times. Be sure to bring plenty of water due to the higher altitude. 14. Hidden Sheepicorns. Our beloved Hippie the Sheepicorn is bringing some special members of their flock to Denver this year. Hippie loves ISTE after all and can't wait to show their flock around. The problem is that their flock members tend to run off to explore on their own and get lost in the convention center. Oh no, that's why we'll need your detective skills to find the missing sheepicorns. Keep an eye on our social media for clues each day to help you find the sheepicorns. If you spot one, bring it back to booth number 1724 for an extra special prize. By the way, sheepicorns love to go on adventures. Be sure to snap a pic of your sheepicorn exploring Denver with you. Camera with flash, tag us at @hapara_team on X or Instagram. We love to see all the fun places Hippie visits. 15. The Hapara Booth. At booth #1724, you can meet Hapara community members to learn about their experience creating safe and engaged learning environments. Make connections and discover new ideas. Check in with our social media during ISTE for times that community members are scheduled to join us in our booth. Be sure to stop by and say hello to Hapara team members, too. There will be contests, swag and tours of our classroom management tools. Join us at ISTE Live 24 to explore our all-in-one classroom management solution. See what we're planning for ISTE.